Welcome. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Yisro. Parashat Yitro. Perek Yitad, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, Ko Tamar Lebeit Yaakov. So Rashi tells us, B'loshen Azeh U'B'seder Azeh. So, and then the next Pasuk, in Pasuk Vav, or three Pasukim later, it says, Eileh Dvarim Asher Tedaber Ol Bnei Yisro. And once again, Rashi there says, Lo Pachot V'lo Yoter. So why specifically here in this Parsha that Rashi is emphasizing Lashon Hazeh, Seder Hazeh, and Lo Pachot V'lo Yoter? Meaning thousands of times, I don't know, thousands, numerous times Hashem commands Moshe, tell Am Yisrael this, tell Am Yisrael that. And specifically here, Rashi says, "B'lashon hazeh b'seder hazeh, lo pachot v'lo yoter, no more, no less." And what's all of that about? So, the Emes Yaakov has two points to make about this. First, he says that Gemara Shabbos Daf Pechay tells the story of Ma'amad Har Sinai, rather a well-known story in the Gemara, that Am Yisrael is waiting in Har Sinai, and Hashem turns, picks up the mountain, and threatens them. If you accept the Torah, great. If not, here is where you will be buried. So Tosfot asks right here on this story, wait a minute, Am Yisrael already said Naseh and Ishma. Why then does he have to do this to them? And Tosfot answers, maybe now there's going to be a big fire and scary stuff going on in Har Sinai. They may then back out, despite having already said Naseh and Ishma. So they don't decide to back out when they see those scary images or happenings, that they don't back out at that point. So at that point they were threatened. But the Naseh and Ishma came before that. So he said, to understand this, let's look at Pirkei Avot. Pirkei Avot tells us, Al tiyuka avodim ha-mishamshin et harav al-mana l'kabel pras yemor ha-shamayim aleichem. Don't be like a servant who serves his master in order to get his reward. I'm only doing the mitzvah for reward. I'm only doing what I'm told to because of my salary or to earn my allowance or etc. I'm doing this because I was told to do this. Yamor Hashemayim Aleichem. Hashem told me, I fear Hashem, I'm supposed to do what I'm supposed to do. That's why you're supposed to do mitzvah. So he says, in my commentary on Pirkei Avot, I said that we really need the two factors together. I mean, the first one is, don't do it al-manah l'kabel pras. So what does that mean? Why would you think you do it al-manah l'kabel pras? You're doing it, what we call, out of ahava. There's avoda me'ava and avoda me'yira. He says, one without the other isn't enough. Sometimes doing things out of ahava, you might not do certain things, were it not for also there being yira. You might decide, oh, he loves me so much, I love him so much, we'll let this go. So therefore, you also need the yira aspect. But just doing it always out of yira also doesn't work. So therefore, even though they said Naseh and Ishma out of Ava, nonetheless, they still weren't tested in terms of keeping the Torah out of yira. So therefore, Hashem has to say, okay, you accepted it out of Ava, now Kafaleim Arkegigi, and he lifted up the mountain over them and said, let's make sure you're going to keep the mitzvot out of Europe. And he says, and here's an extra point he makes, had they gone to Esav and Yishmael the same way, the Kfir Ahar, and said, accept the Torah or you're going to die here, they would have accepted the Torah too. He's not making this up. This is what the claim the Gemara Avodah Zarah Ben Amar Aleph says. Klum kafita alino harke gidin v'lo kevol nua. Why are you annoyed at us, Avodah Avodah Zarah, us other Amim? You shouldn't be annoyed at us. What, did we ever have a mama at Har Sinai where you threatened us with burial under the mountain where we turned you down? No, only Am Yisrael did. So he said, Elisha az haitavo dami yira v'lo me'ava. That alone would only have been me'ava. Am Yisrael's claim, what makes Am Yisrael better than the other nations, is that Am Yisrael first accepted a me'ava, Naseh and Ishma, and only then was the Kfir Ahar there in order to get them to accept it as well from Yira. But if they didn't first accept the Torah out of Ava, they wouldn't have gotten the Torah at all. Meaning the accepting the Torah of, out of Yira only comes out of Ahava. With all that background, we can get to his second point. And this is the one that I found interesting. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving commandments to Am Yisrael. And he's giving the Torah to Am Yisrael. He's giving the mitzvah to Am Yisrael. How is he going to convey all this information to Am Yisrael? He needs someone to do that, in the level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs something. So he's choosing Moshe to do that. His method is that he wants Moshe to convey my mitzvah, my Torah, everything all about it, to Am Yisrael. Now, when that happens, using a person for this task, there's a chashash, there's a risk or concern that maybe Moshe might be influencing Am Yisrael. Meaning it's in Moshe's interest. And Moshe could be a convincing guy. And therefore, maybe they're not really accepting the Torah out of what he calls hakara pnimit. I'm accepting the Torah because it's the right thing. Maybe I'm accepting the Torah out of a favor to Moshe. You know, here is Moshe, this guy came to Mitzrayim, freed us all, we owe him a bit, he's asking us to accept the Torah. Okay, Moshe, for you I'm doing this. So that would be a problem. So therefore, as much as that's a problem, it's also a little bit of a nisayon for Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because this is his tafkid. His tafkid is to get Am Yisrael to accept the Torah. Shem Moshe Rabbeinu bevadai chafetz hayash Yisrael yikablu the Torah. It's in Moshe's interest that Am Yisrael would accept the Torah. And had it not been that Moshe Rabbeinu was a faithful servant to Hashem, he might have added things. You know, do the mitzvah. He could have promised extra reward. Of course everybody would do it then. You know, only emphasize certain parts, only mention certain parts, incomplete still. If he did any of those things, then he would not have been the appropriate person for the Torah to be given through him. Because think about all the drushin we have based on an extra letter, an extra word. If Moshe wasn't faithfully delivering the Torah that Hashem gave him, so we wouldn't have been able to make those tiyukim. So for that alone, it's important that Moshe is faithfully transmitting everything. And this was the big nisayon. And this explains a very important question, and all the Mefarshim have their own answer. I don't know that they all have their own. There are many, many, many answers in the Mefarshim for what was Moshe's sin. Why didn't Moshe get into Eretz Yisrael? What was his sin at Mei Meriva? And he says this explains why Moshe was punished so strictly for what he did in Mei Meriva. Because this is a chait. Some of them give answers. Moshe did something bad that, you know, if anybody did bad, that would be the punishment. Some of them say, no, this is a punishment that was bad on Moshe Rabbeinu's level. Either we can't understand it or we can, but in other words, a chait only for Moshe. So he says, this is a chait miuchad l'Moshe. Why is it a chait miuchad l'Moshe? Moshe was the one who got the Torah and gave it to Am Yisrael. So everything Moshe tells us, kol dibor v'dibor shelo, yesh lo din shel Torah Hashem. Moshe speaks, that's Torah Hashem happening. Pasuk says, v'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. Moshe, though, not only will they believe in Hashem and accept the Torah, they're going to believe in you, meaning not believe in him, that he's a true Navi, a Navi Emet. So in all his ne'manus, everything that we believe, his whole reputation, is based on the fact that he is faithfully transmitting exactly what Hashem told him to without changing everything. Or as the Gemara Baba Batra says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Moshe Kotev. Exactly as Hashem said it, Moshe transmitted it. Moshe wrote it down. What happened in Mei Meriva? Hashem told Moshe one thing. Did Moshe do that exact thing? And the answer is no. Kan hira Moshe shel lo mekayim et tzivoy Hashem b'diyuk fishu ne'amar lo, ela shemo sifu mashal mishal atzmo. Moshe added something. And this puts the whole Torah in danger. The whole Torah. Because now, the minute I can't trust him on this one thing, why should I trust him on everything else? I don't have to keep that mitzvah, that's another one Moshe added. I don't have to believe in that, that's another thing Moshe made up. The minute Moshe changes even one letter, that puts the whole Torah in danger, Chas v'Shalom, because now we don't have to believe in any of it. Therefore, Hashem has to punish Moshe Rabbeinu so harshly, so strictly, because this tells everybody it's this time that Moshe Rabbeinu changed everything. But otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't change anything. And I can prove it to you, because it's only for this that Moshe was punished. So don't think for a second that he changed everything else. Moshe was mekayim shlichot. The one time he changed from it, that was when he got punished. But the rest of the Kol HaTorah Kulo, Moshe emet v'torato emet. And that is how the Emes Yaakov ends. And so I think, in terms, you know, not so much in terms of a message of changing your ways, but in terms of chizuk, in believing in the Torah, is that we accepted the Torah both out of Ava and out of Yira, and at the same time, we accepted it knowing that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us Torah's Emes. He's giving us the true Torah. And we know it to be true because the one time that he strayed, he was punished for it. And he wasn't punished otherwise. So we know that everything he gave us until then and otherwise was true. And but I found that a very interesting explanation, because there's a lot of explanations of what Moshe's sin was. He talked, he hid, all the things he could have possibly done, he criticized them. So here the explanation was that he did something not exactly as the Kaddish Baruch was said to, and the minute you do that, that is straying from what Hashem wants. I think the idea of Baal Tosef and what we represent in terms of our lives, that could also be another application to our lives. Meaning, wherever you go, people know you as a Ben Torah now, because you're a Ben Torah. So you have to represent that honestly and appropriately. And the minute you do something not becoming of a Ben Torah, so that reflects poorly on the whole Torah enterprise. Meaning now, that action that you just did is, maybe the Torah says that's okay. Meaning people can interpret, extrapolate from one thing you do onto the rest you do. So that's another important lesson, because Moshe made one mistake. It put the rest of everything else in his life and that he represented at risk. And that's an important lesson too, because sometimes, you might think, I do so much good, so I did one bad thing. No, sometimes that bad thing can cast a bad light on everything else and risk that everything else you stood for is now for naught. And that's another important lesson that we can learn from Moshe Rabbeinu in this expression. Shkach.